Who's that?
Jono? Stop mucking about.
It is I, Shofar, god of sofas and comfortable multi-person seating, your personal god.
Oh, yeah, we met before, right? Wait, is it, weren't you called Sofa or...
No, Shofar.
Doesn't it work better, just Sofar, simple? It's sort of more branded, I reckon.
Well, I changed it. I thought it sounded more, I don't know, Shofar.
It's maybe a bit too close to Shofar, you know? Anyway, how can I help you, Shofar?
Well, it was just that I thought I'd remind you that, you know, I'm here. If you need any magical stuff, just ask.
Oh, yeah, magical powers. What, like a genie? How do I get hold of you, Shofs? Do I rub the sofa or what?
You could just text.
Oh, I'll keep that in mind. Can't think of anything right now. My mate and I had a hell of a night last night. The summer solstice toga hoedown at the church. You don't want to know. So now I just want a veg, but... You know, I'll keep it in mind. Want to stick around, zone out a bit? This is Jono's girlfriend Lager's place. She's Swedish or Norwegian or whatever, but I sort of stay, so... I can't really see your chauffeur. Are you an actual thing or more a sort of presence kind of god? Chauffeur? Chauffs? Hey, Jono, how are you feeling? Should we get outside for a bit? You find it all over the shop anthropologically. The young brave assumes a personal god who looks after him, a hawk god, a river god. It's just in my case, it's a sofa god.
Lloydy, two grande lattes.
Oh, thanks, Tatiana. Just leave him here.
Please, Lloydy, I don't feel great.
Mate, you're hungover. Don't talk. Let's just proceed to the coffee equipment station and I'll explain how today's going to go. Thing is, we have different hangover patterns, okay? I talk a lot, you go quiet and dark, then get slightly aggressive. You okay? You want me to help you with the sugar?
I see a darkness.
It's okay, it's just the black phase. Any minute now, you're going to get...
Oh, Lloydy, please, just put a bloody sock in it.
Aggressive phase, that's right. Let it out. Don't worry, I'll see you through it. Just walk towards the corner table with purpose. That woman's eyeing it up. This is just the start, Johnster. Then it goes philosophical and morose, period of furious proactivity, attempt to interact with some kind of retail outlet or crowded place, and finally, major life choice. It's just different temperaments. You do what you do and I do what I do.
We both do the same thing, Lloydy. Nothing.
We're still on aggressive, that's fine. Any moment now, we should be getting philosophical and morose.
Work, relationships. What's the point?
Here we go, right on schedule.
Relationship, like a latte, goes cold. It's physics.
You can always get another one, mate.
Oh, I need to get out. I need to do something. I've got to make something out of my life, Lloydy.
Okay, good. Here we go. Proactivity phase. Moving through them.
Hey, it's a joke. Toga parties. I'm 35. Let's go. I've got to write some lists. I've got to make a start. I've got to get some cleaning products. Come on. Let's go.
Okay, I'm with you, Jono. We'll see you soon, Tats. Well, well, the old battery internet cafe. I haven't been to one of these for years. Seems wrong. I believe internet users should roam free in the hills. What are you actually doing, Johnstar?
Bills, admin, sending out my CV, browsing travel options for a European getaway. Look, Lotto, please, it's only one to a computer, okay?
You need supervision in this state. Plus, I need someone to talk to. It's mutually beneficial. I've got to keep talking or I'll die. I'm like a shark.
You're the exact opposite to a shark, Lloydy. Sharks are famously very quiet and they tend to get things done.
How do you know? For every shark that attacks, there may be thousands out there who just chill out. The great white shirks. You want to go and bush a couple of servers? No, I'm going to watch Prison Break Series 2.
Oh, mate, don't look, but the guy next door's looking at a fertiliser website. We could be right in the middle of a bloody terror cell. Now he's looking at a YouTube of a dog.
That's pretty good, actually. They got him on a diving board. He's going crazy. You should see this, Johnster.
I guess even the bad guys need a laugh, eh? Wait, I've been logged off. What? Oh, great.
Calm down, Jono.
I've lost all my work.
Mate, just let it go. Breathe. Find your centre. Sergey, we're going to need some IT support again on number 281. Cheers, mate. Nothing to see. Just get back to your fertiliser. Attack on inanimate object. I didn't call that. So what's next?
I'm going to propose to Leica.
The big life decision. By the way, mate, normally you make a big decision but don't actually follow through on it. Kyoto style. Let's take a rain check on the proposal and see if we're still into it in the morning, OK?
No. I mean it this time. Seize the day.
You can't just propose. This has to be intricately stage-managed. You need an engagement planner.
No, this works. I was going to meet her in the park during a lunch break anyway.
It's perfect.
I don't like it, mate. I don't like it at all. It should be on our turf. Well, I guess it's your decision. In some ways.
You reading me, Jono? Stay at position A. You got your hands free, kid? Good. I'll be your eyes and ears. Can you see me? Look at the pond. Left a bit. See people having fun in pedalos? Look at the blue one with the racing stripe. See the guy on his own in shades? Hello, Mr. Jono. Wait, the pedalo goes backwards. Look, I'll do a figure of eight. Check it out. Wait. Girlfriend incoming. I've seen her. Sit tight. Retain radio contact. Okay, here we go. The suite has landed. Play it cool, Jono. That's right. Slightly formal peck on the cheek from Lager. She's set down. She's doing all the talking, Jono. Hit her with the flowers. Jono, you there? Tap the receiver twice, Jono. He's taken off the hands free. He's crazy. Okay, the brave wants to make his first kill. There we go. Flowers, nice. Now, that's right. The big kneel. I'm proud of you, buddy. We're doing it now. One knee. Jono, one knee, not both. Say some stuff, Jono. Get up, mate. You're letting her do all the talking. What's happening?
Jono, abort! Jono, mate, abort! Hi, Lager.
Lordy, I don't want to talk about it.
A failed proposal counter-dump. These Swedes or Norwegians or whatever she is, endless mysteries. What was her reasoning?
Among other things, she said it's tricky going out with two teenagers.
So enigmatic. Two teenagers. Did she mention me? And she definitely said accommodation-wise that that's it in terms of me crashing.
Yeah, Lordy, that's it.
Did she actually say those words, those specific words?
Well, no, but that's why we're on the tube with our backpacks.
Ah, oh, shame. The front room was already beginning to work.
She said that you could keep the sofa.
She said that. Maybe I'll go and pick it up when we set up at Jeff's.
She split up with me because of you. So thanks for that, Lloydie.
Mate, let it go. The most important thing is how you are with the whole thing.
Well, not that good, to be honest. In fact, you know what? Maybe you and I should see a bit less of each other.
Come on, mate. That's an overreaction countermade dump and you know it.
I'm going back.
She's not going to want you back. Not now, at least.
No. I'm going home.
Look, our home is where our hats are. That's just who we are. For now, I've got a nice little thing sorted out for us at Jeff's in the bush. It's not in the bag yet, but I'm confident. Twin sofas, park view, en suite, own socket.
No, Lloydie, I'm going back to Australia.
The post-countermate dump continent move. Cliche, Jono, you're better than that. We're better than that. Mate, you've just been dumped. Let's get back to Jeff's, okay? We can charge the phones, gather the wagons and see where we are in a couple of days.
I don't need your permission, Lloydie. What the hell am I doing here? What have I just spent the last decade and a half...
Come on, Johnster, this is our stop.
Lloydie, I don't think you understand. It's over. You and me, us, it's not going to happen anymore.
Maybe for you, mate, I've got a whole new scene.
Oh, really?
If you can't take it, fine, go back to the others. Get your mortgage, get your 2.4. You're a settler. I'm a voyager.
Lloydie, what the hell is all this traveller crap? Since I've known you, you've hardly got beyond Zone 6.
Malta 05, ski seasons France, 07 to 09. Explain that, mate. End of. I'm the wind. I'm a river.
So you are.
This is my stop. See you, Jono. What we do in this life echoes in eternity, mate.
Lloydie, that's just a line from Gladiator. It doesn't really constitute an entire life philosophy. What about what we don't do?
Does that echo?
And are you travelling alone, sir?
Yes.
Window or aisle?
Window?
Hi, Lager. It's Lloydie here, Jono's mate. I know I might have caught you at a slightly tricky time. It's just Jono mentioned that you might want me to take the Eklof three-seater off your hands. I'd be really happy to do that for you. And in fact, I'm heading in your direction now, so... because I could really do with that sofa. You'll see.
Any tea or coffee, sir?
I don't suppose you do lattes here, do you?
Looking back, I often ask myself whether those 1.5 decades were as underwhelming as all that, and usually I think they sort of were. The first five had some big laughs. It's the back end that was sort of patchy. It's not that it went sour. It's just that something sort of grew over it, like hummus halfway through a party. But you know, if you'd asked me then, if I'd have believed a man would appear on a flying couch outside my plane window on the way back to Oz, I'd have said no. But then I hadn't met Lloydie. And he could really get things done.
Jono! Jono! How's the leg room? Should have gone for the emergency exit seat, weren't you know? Check out the leg room on flight Eklof 3-seater. Where's your stopover? Hey? Kuala Lumpur? You wanted Dubai, that's the good one. Starbucks, Nero's, Costa's, the big three, 24/7. No, I'm okay, I've got the Gore-Tex. Hey, I saw Lager, she's okay. By the way, turns out she's Danish. Great view from up here. Look, I can see Acton Mega Bowl. There's the Westway Centre. Man, what a city, Jono. What a city.
Came over 15 years ago, we did. Came over 15 years ago, we did. Using London as a base for extensive European travel.
I got to South America as well, mate.
Did you? I didn't see the photographs.
Yeah, long hauls.
At the time, a return to Athens was 50 quid.
Yeah, I did get one cheaper, but I had to get that through coupons on the metro. But
well, 15 years went by, whoosh.
It happens.
Yeah, 15 years went by, shit happens. And I never made it home, except that once.
You never told me about that,
yeah,
mate.
I don't want to talk about it, mate. Come to think of it, never even made it to Athens.
Well, I've been living the dream, still living it.
Oh, really? But Lloydie, that's just some pseudo-mystical extreme sport bullshit.
Oh, Jono, 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 if you don't know now, you'll never know. I'm here 1 minute, on the next, just like that.
No, Lloydie, you're here 1 minute, and the one after that. And the one after that, and the one after that, usually in my flat.
Oh, Jono, you'll never understand the ways of the travelling man. Goodbye, Johannes. By the way, you left your charger in Lurker's flat.